the shrimp soup and it was delicious. A week from now, none of her friends are going to remember that. If Fran says, I had the shrimp soup and I had to go to the hospital and get my stomach pumped, everybody that she tells that to is going to say, I'm not going there because Fran told me she had to go to the hospital. Everybody remembers it. Negative things people remember. And that's sad. It's a sad comment.
Well, you know, it's interesting because most of the ads that I saw from Ron DeSantis were, you know, about family and who I am and that kind of stuff. And I have to tell you, I'm guilty of it too. First thing I thought, he's got to get a little more aggressive, but he's going to lose this race. Right.
Well, it's not, I'm not against him.
I'm happy that he's a great family man, but I need to know what the hell he's doing.
Well, my personal opinion about DeSantis, you know, and I worked. We did all kinds of stuff for DeSantis. There was even people in my group that raised money because we couldn't get DeSantis signed. People thought I was lying to them when I said, they're calling me, they're saying, you know, can I want to stop by your headquarters and get a DeSantis sign? I said, we don't have them yet. They keep saying they're coming. I said, they kept saying, I kept asking them, Christmas is coming too, but it's after the election. So Linda Davis's husband and a few other people got together and printed up our own signs, these red ones we had, just so we had some. And then eventually, DeSantis gave us like a billion zillion signs. And, you know, it's like 2.5 weeks before the election. I got to be honest, DeSantis ran a very bad campaign.
Even though I'm
sure his mother was very proud that when he was 12 years old, he won the Little League Championship.
Yeah.
I won a spelling bee in sixth grade. My mother was proud of me. Nobody cares. And I want to say, Brian, nobody cares that you won the Little League Championship at 12 years old. They don't care that when you were 8 years old, you were sweeping floors. It's a nice, you have to tell us what you're going to do as governor.
Right. Yeah. And I didn't really hear, because the first,
and they all say, we're going to create jobs.
The first time I heard that Gillum was going to run, I said, who the hell would vote for him?
Yes.
There was not one ad that pointed out his socialistic type of...
And the fact that the Tallahassee under him is the crime capital of America.
Yeah,
capital of the state.
I was like, what are they going to do?
A regular gun partner with everything away from
nobody pointed out the fact that he was extremely anti-law enforcement in his administration. Nobody pointed out the fact that he came out and said in his own words, I'm going to have $1 billion on businesses. A billion new taxes every year on businesses in this state. And I'm thinking, every business in the world should have been pulling their employees together saying, I'm going to have to tell you, this guy gets like...